It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 844.
Happy weekend, Banter Gronk. Georgie boy, 97.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Father's Day.
Mate, it's, you know, it's been a long journey. It's 4 years, no, not even 3 years. Got a message today saying you're a great dad, so, you know, just keep it coming, boys.
But who was it from? Was it from your son?
No, I was lying. I haven't got anything. No. Yeah. No. I got a message from Gronk Kathleen, who helped manage the front door of our EP 500 event. She's an OG Gronk, and she said, I just listened to, to be honest, I thought it was gear. She said, I just listened to Wednesday's EP. You're a great dad. And there has been the joke of, you're a great dad. So, I know she was being sweet. It was very nice. So, anyway.
It's nice.
Enough about being a dad. I've got
piss
my
off, mate.
Cards.
It's my whole day. The whole day's about this.
Mate, Father's Day or index card day. We've spoken about it a lot. I feel like George is more excited than I am. After watching Masterclass, you want some of these, don't you?
Yeah, I'm pumped. I haven't actually watched any more Masterclass since last weekend, but I need to get
is
back
that
into it.
Yeah, why is that, mate? Why is that?
Yeah, internet issues. Nah, so I actually downloaded... So what happened was I capped my internet, which I haven't been capped for like... since in high school. Like, you just always have unlimited downloads. But yeah. I've got a bit of a 4G SIM card solution going on. So I've got 200 gigs of data a month. And for some reason, last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I used 31.33 gigs each day, and it was identical both days.
So and were you using your you had your Mac plugged in that whole time?
Yep. Yeah, plugged
shut
into
down
internet.
Or I mean, obviously, it was on. Yeah,
it must
so
have
you
been
were
on.
Okay. Because you should be able to you should be able to look at your bandwidth that went through that the Ethernet, maybe. Like, you need to work out if it's your Wi-Fi, if it's your phones. You're not.
Does anyone have access to your Wi-Fi, George?
I was connecting my phone as well.
Were you uploading anything? Like, do you have Google Photos? Did it somehow upload?
Google Photos uploading in the background?
No, I don't have Google Photos.
I'm sure you do. You just don't know it, to be honest.
I don't know what. It could have been. Could have been like iCloud or something. Anyway, index cards. It's exciting.
Yeah. And I mean, Josh, are they as thin as what you thought they were going to be? Because it was, you didn't go for the super thick stock.
They're definitely, like, I'll show you the crumple of it, yeah? When you've got many, you can afford to do that. So just, you'll be
this
able
is
to
privilege.
Hear it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is like burning cash. All right, ready? So. Oh, you know
well,
what?
That's quite easy.
But it's a bad idea. But it is actually thicker than what I was thinking when it comes to crumpling it. Like, you definitely, this is more than a piece of paper cut up.
Could you give us a wobble? The wobble would sort of be quite telling, sure. I think, as well.
Sure.
More of the wobble. Hang on, here we go.
Yeah,
got it. That's right, nice. I can tell you the exact
that's a bit of wobble
right there from that. That's a good wobble. Now, I'm happy. They're small. It's very small. Very small. Is that all right?
Yeah. So that's like, you don't need sort of a big space. But the other thing that I did get was, you would have seen me, TJ, in the early days of the podcast. This was big for me. And then I ran out of them. And you don't really like, it's a specific style of notepad, which I don't like the ones that come in, like, that you can get in Australia. Yeah, I have to get them overseas. But it's just the classic yellow legal pad. Do you remember these?
Yeah, legal pad bunch. Being yep. I have had many. Somehow ended up
a yellow one.
You
Josh's.
Oh, I gave them to. Yeah, sure.
You gave me one, and then I think I got the back end of one of yours that had pages ripped out. So I was like, very handy. Mm-hmm. So you can't buy those in Australia?
You can. You can't get this brand Tops. Which were the index card and the legal pad.
Is it
have you
really
gone off
you know
Rodea?
Yeah, well, I was never onto them, to be honest, in a big, sure. big way. Yeah.
Do you think that the phrase can't get into Oz, you know, like back in the day it was a real thing. There was foods, there was heaps of different stuff. Clothes, phones, certain types of movies,
Well, I tried to commercially import Pop-Tarts back in the day.
You did?
Yeah.
How many pallets did you order?
Well, I tried to. So, the thing was that I was obsessed with the Pop-Tart, but funnily, I'd never had one. But I just had seen them online, and it was the USA Foods was around at this point.
Yep, yep. Did you ever go to the one in Garden Vale?
I never I never went. I had friends bring, but my brother used to bring, like, sometimes Jake, who doesn't actually live in the US but loves sort of some of those foods and stuff. He would go and he would have some of the soft drinks, your Dr. Peppers and things like that.
But it's you guys are an American family stuck in Australia. Don't you reckon? I mean,
there's something really bogan about it. But yes, we did. Dad even bought the Chevy badge to replace the Holden badge. That's how much we're an American family.
Did he put it on the car?
Yeah. It's a weird thing.
It doesn't seem like a Richard Jansen thing to do.
Yeah,
Does it? Because maybe he understands it more than we do. Because we could think, oh, look, there's a try-hard doing it. But your dad is a car. He's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to cars. So maybe
he loves Holdens and things like that.
Was it seamless the way that it went on?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I remember the other thing that would happen is at Dandenong Basketball Stadium, there was a huge issue of badging that was going on.
Yep.
So, people taking badges. You would have badged a few cars, I reckon.
Yeah, I badged a couple in my day.
Yes.
What a lack of thought there is around doing that to somebody's vehicle.
Because you fucked the paint job.
Well, I took off some pretty easy ones. Mm. Some of them snap. It's the doggest move. Do you know what? There was actually shit that was a thing back in the day that just no one cares about anymore. Even like stealing phones. Mm. No one steals phones. You can't really use. You can't just all of a sudden use someone else's iPhone 11. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And so there is things that were around back in the day, like
badging. I feel like maybe it still happens in schools. We can actually call Richard Jansen if you like. We can ask him about the car thing.
I would love nothing more than getting Dick on the line. Let's get him in.
Let's
call. Father's Day call.
Let's call
Happy
Dick.
Father's Day. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's a great. Oh fuck. That's a good idea. Well done.
Can you lead with that?
Hey, Richard, you're on the Daily Talk Show. How are you?
I'm not bad, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Happy Father's
Day. G'day, Richard. Happy Father's Day, mate.
We had a question. We're actually just talking about the bogan trait that we have that we love American things. So I was talking about how there was a time where I was obsessed with wanting to import Pop-Tarts. And then I was thinking about Jake's love for NBA and all of that sort of thing. We just love American stuff. Then I was reminded of the Chevy badge that you bought for the SS. Can you explain why that is a cool thing to do?
In hindsight, it probably isn't, is it?
Yes, Richard.
But did you know that everyone now in America is putting Holden badges on Chevs?
Really?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm just starting to think. Maybe they will. You know?
Do you remember where the car? Where the there was a big badging issue with the SS? Where would leave the car?
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Where was
it? Yeah,
where would we leave the car and have badging issues?
In Dandenong, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stadium. Yeah. Do you remember what you said? So I would have been 13 or something at the time. Do you remember the solution that you had around what we should do around the badging?
Take all the badges off. I don't know.
No, you were pissed off because the badge, I think, cost about $6, but the paint that they would tear was horrendous.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so do you remember what you said?
No, I can't. I'm old, remember. I don't remember.
I get it. Well, you said you wanted to get a box of badges and just have them next to the car that people are coming around.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, very true.
Any other American things that you like?
There's positives in a lot of things that they do, all their cars and that.
Yeah, you like milkshakes as well?
Yeah, like milkshakes, like hamburgers. What else? Like chili dogs, Depends if you call Mexico America, you know. Half of Mexico's in America, so I suppose you would.
yeah, you're about right there. You like a bit of Tex-Mex, American.
Oh, spot. True Mexican food. True. When we've been to the States over the last, 5 or 6 years, we've always enjoyed a lot of Mexican food.
Soft or hard shell do you like?
I'm a hard shell.
Okay.
Yeah. Then, you know, what's that little girl that says that in the commercial?
Yeah. I think that's referring to the it being flat.
That's my house,
it?
Your house.
That was soft or hard, wasn't it?
Soft or hard. Yeah. I said mi casa, su casa, which is your house, my house, but not the same thing.
Yeah, hey,
Richard, happy Father's Day, mate. You've done a stellar job at bringing up young Josh.
No, it's a challenge sometimes, isn't it? <You know?
laughs> Absolutely.
It's good, and it's a pity we can't all get together on Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, mate.
But, let's hope he puts a road plan out and we're right to go.
Yeah. You're talking about Dan, yeah, not me.
No, well, that's true.
What do you want to see?
You've got a road plan.
You love talking politics and all things. What's your...
I'm not allowed to talk politics at the moment.
Oh, really? Who said that?
Lynn.
The courts.
Hey?
Yeah, the courts. Tommy
the
said.
Courts.
Yeah, the courts.
Lynn said, no politics.
Yeah.
Correct. No. Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk.
Yeah. It's fired like, up, but yeah, who would you vote for, Joe Biden or Trump?
that's an interesting one, isn't it?
That's an interesting one. But I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay.
Oh, let's talk after the show. Thanks, Richard.
Mate, thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
No worries. You have a good one, and I'll talk to you.
Yeah, catch you.
And I'm wearing your Daily Talk Show jumper today.
Oh, great.
Very nice.
Well, you were famously seen at Phillip Island wearing it.
Well, that's where I am at the moment.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's my Phillip Island jumper.
If someone comes up to you, and I think that we could do some sort of promo. If you see Richard Jansen wearing the hoodie, if they come up to you, will you give them a Chevy badge or something? What have you got?
No, I got nothing, mate.
Okay. That's all good. All right.
Okay.
Have
no
a good
worries.
One. Catch
Thanks
ya.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
See you, Dad.
Richard Jansen there. Master at the lights.
Master at the lights. That was great.
That's great.
Who else can we ring around?
it's good fun ringing around.
What are you, Sevs, talk about your dad. What do you love? What's something memorable?
Memorable,
for your old man.
Oh yeah,
I mean everything's memorable. You're not old enough to forget.
I remember specifically when we were in New Zealand living in Auckland. We used to have a wheelbarrow that would take around the house, and the best thing would be when we hop in the wheelbarrow and Dad would wheel us around in it. And you just end up playing for hours with the wheelbarrow. I mean, that's the only memory I think I have from New Zealand that stands out, you know?
Did you fall out of the wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Did you hear about Miley Cyrus? So she was on Joe Rogan.
Mm.
Have you seen that interview yet?
No. Long
yeah,
one.
It's, yeah, it's great. It's probably like they start repeating themselves in the second half. So if you watch the first, you get a good sense. But the Billy Ray Cyrus, Miley talks about how she had some head trauma when she was 2 years old. And they reckon that's potentially connected to why she's pretty out there and crazy with things. And she'd never said what it had actually happened. She told what happened. They were on the farm, and Billy Ray Cyrus had her in like a backpack on a motorbike without a helmet, and he's riding along, and there's a tree, and he's ducked, and obviously the 2-year-old couldn't duck, and so smashed Miley in the head.
Oh no!
And so she told the story, she's like, oh, I think it's long enough that he can't get in trouble. But isn't that how bad would you feel?
Mate, it's...
Yeah, that's awful. I also think the reason she's out there is because she's a child star. That could be also part of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the thing is, what she was saying was it's like people blame Hollywood for these things. She's like my whole family, like so many of my family members are alcoholics and stuff. Like then they're not in Hollywood. Like a lot of it is genetic, I guess. And then you go to, the plan was that they were going to leave, or is it Tennessee or wherever it is that they grew up? Is it Tennessee? Can't remember. But, you know, moving LAX, to LA,
I think.
LA, moving to LA, she was like, did you say LA? Oh, that's very funny.
LAX.
Hop off the plane at LAX. That's a reference, yes?
Yeah,
that's good.
Good get.
she said she went, like her mum moved her to LA to, you know, move away from drugs and, you know, do something. Yeah. But she's like, LA has some of the best drugs in the world. It's a good chat.
Amen. George, what about you, mate? What's something you, what have you, what's your dad? First thing, talk to me about your dad.
My dad, great guy. He was my cricket coach growing up.
Great.
Before you being your dad? Or yeah, great.
He was my cricket coach. He taught me how to play cricket. Golf and cricket. Yeah. I'm not great at either, but so I'd love that.
But I reckon you are a silent assassin when it comes to golf. Like,
yeah,
you don't look like you would be you look like a hipster sort of golfer. But I think that you're actually better than what I would
predict. I should be better. Like my technique is quite good, but it's I'm just not quite there.
Just need practice. But that's it.
Just need practice.
So you're a batsman then? Are you a batsman in cricket?
I was actually a leg spinner back in the day. So I played cricket till I was about 10 or 11.
When did you start? and a half?
Seven. Okay. Seven. Right. I remember when I quit and I had to tell Dad I'm choosing to play soccer.
Did he continue to coach the cricket team?
I don't know if he was coach at this point, actually. But it was a hard sell that I was going to leave cricket and start playing soccer. Well, I was already playing soccer. I was playing both, but I just wanted to just do that.
Do you remember the conversation? How you led in? Dad, I'm going to talk to you.
I remember actually the reason why I wanted to quit. I got really upset one game because the ball I was fielding. One guy hit the ball. It was going for a four, and I was running after it. And my teammate was running after it with me. And then he said, "I've got it, you dickhead." And then he fielded the ball. And I didn't get to field the ball. Mm-mm. And I'm like, that's it, I'm quitting.
Was he right, though, do you think?
Yeah, it was much closer.
So you had a hissy fit.
Yeah.
You quit cricket because of hissy fit.
Oh, I could imagine that feeling, though, that sick feeling of someone saying, you know, you fuck it. Like, because you know that for a teammate to get to that, you've been pissing him off for the whole season, just trying to grab the ball, you know?
Yeah.
And he's finally like, fucking George, I fucking got it, you dickhead.
Yeah. No, but my dad's very smart. He's a great mathematician. So we always played maths, card games, and cribbage.
Mm-hmm. Sounds complicated.
Yes, yeah, he's got heaps of complicated games.
And so you guys bond over card games?
Yeah, we did back in the, I mean, we don't play much anymore because he lives in Canberra and I live here, but we played, cards a lot.
Any magic tricks that he knew how to do?
No, I used to do magic tricks to him.
Okay, sure.
I was a young David Blaine back in the day.
What was your trick? Not showing up at the cricket.
Well, all my card tricks were, I had like five different fake decks, but they were good. They were really good decks. Like, I was getting pretty good. I could turn every card into the six of clubs. Even though like every second card was the six of clubs, but when you fan it out, it gives the illusion that they're all different. Had decks with like the back of it, there was little kind of codes on the back, so you knew what the cards were and that sort of thing.
If you need a deck of cards that has codes and they're dodgy decks,
I'm not David.
You're definitely getting started.
Well, you sure David Blaine's not doing that?
No, he's using real decks for sure. For sure.
Did you hear like the crazy things? Simon Taylor, I don't think he told us on the show. I think so when I went to LA one of the first times with Bree, Simon Taylor, who's a comedian and a magician, we've had him on the show, he was in LA at the time and was taking us around to the comedy clubs and all that sort of thing, which was really cool. But he was talking about the crazy lengths that magicians go to. And so one of the examples he was telling me about is a friend of his knew that he had the mayor, that he was going to see the mayor in like a month's time to do a performance. And so he went to the mayor's tailor and got the tailor to sew in a card so that when the mayor was wearing the suit on the day, he could do the trick. Is that not the most outrageous thing you've ever heard?
That's so annoying. But what if he picked a different suit last minute?
Eject.
Mate, there's actually
cut. I guess you do it like this. You hear these
Imagine saying to the guy, more impressive, I know that the cards are not here right now, but if you go home and you look in your cupboard and open up
John's
your suit.
Tailors on. Do you go to John's Tailors? You go there when you get the suit.
Yeah.
The magic stuff's interesting.
Yeah, well, my dad couldn't do magic. Although he was magic with his hands. He'd be,
he could
build
a thumb
anything.
Trick, couldn't he? He could do the trick with it. Didn't he have a thumb trick? Or did I make that
nah.
up?
Nah.
I feel like he told me he would do some sort of no thumb thing.
Nah. Well,
the classic grape one.
The classic.
My dad was great at the grape.
What's the grape?
Just pulling a grape out of your ear or a coin.
Oh, yeah, that's
a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my dad had a friend that would come over and he was in on this bloody, this rort where I would, actually it paid in my favour because I would always get a white frog after it, but my dad would hide a coin.
Like white chocolate?
Yeah, I don't know why, I just ate it. I think when you're young, you just eat
whatever inferior. Chocolate you I think white chocolate's get. Inferior, to be honest. But
Yeah. Anyway, he would do a magic trick, my dad's friend, but then it would be hidden somewhere around the house, but I never knew that it got hidden before he got there. So it was a full fucking racket. Felt like I was getting ripped off in Italy on the side of the street just by a couple of rorters, but I wasn't losing money in saying that. No, but I used to play ball in the hall, classic game, a couple of games I've now play with Bodie. So there's ball in the hall and there's here and there. And I could play here and there. Actually, maybe George I could maybe pick up. You other two are too heavy. But you'd rude. Straddle me, George, and I'd hold you.
You reckon
like
George
a little baby.
Is lighter than Sev's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you weigh, Sev's?
75.
George?
We might be about the same then. I think I just tell people I'm 74, but I haven't weighed
myself for ages. Why do you think?
So have you got scales at your house?
I can't remember the last time I weighed myself.
Have you got scales?
I don't know, actually.
No, it sounds like a guy that doesn't have scales. If you've got scales in the house, you'd know. You'd fucking know. Anyway, you close your eyes and you get taken around the house. And so you close your eyes and you're in the kitchen. But then when you open them up, you're in a cupboard and you have to guess where you are. Like it's that disorientation of like,
that's
dark.
Fun,
I just thought it was the best fucking game. Play it with your cat, George. Play it with your cat. Yeah. But you can, yeah, it's so good. Dads are the best.
Dads are the best.
Anyway. The idea of the disorientation, I'm just thinking about panic attacks. I think it could be quite scary.
Would you get motion sickness as well?
No, I don't know if I'd like it. I'm feeling a bit down because I was chatting to a client with when we get these jobs where we are doing where they need a voiceover, client that needs a voiceover. And my go-to is I do the voiceover and then I'm like, hey, I've just done my voice. And then I wait for them and 9 times out of 10, they're like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, we don't want to change it. We've displayed it to everyone. Yeah. They love it. And so I did one yesterday or a couple of days ago for a client and, said, I've started with my voice. You know, obviously.
Haven't done much to it, just a bit of compression, just a bit of connection. Really?
Exactly. It's
just
it was sort of a one take.
It's a placeholder. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if I should have even prefaced it because then I was on the call with them just before and the client said, oh, yeah, video's great, love the script, all that sort of thing. I played it to my wife And she's a speech pathologist, and she asked if we're getting a professional voiceover artist in the end to do it. Oh. So I don't know what it is. I'm trying to work out
millions. What, you said millions.
No. I wasn't swallowing my L's. So now I'm a little bit paranoid around, like, maybe I could hire his wife. Like, maybe I need a session to understand, like, what was the tell that I wasn't professional? Because I think that's a rough thing to say.
Like, surely he just go, are we getting a professional? You don't need to add in that bit. That someone
but he also wife. Said, to be clear, he Analyze also said,
your voice.
My wife loved it, which is saying something because she's my biggest critic. So he also said that. So I think it's also ISOs getting to everyone, you know.
I mean, you're getting an air check for a voiceover from a speech pathologist is dangerous because obviously they're looking for words you're not pronouncing correctly, what you're dropping. I mean, you wouldn't want to imagine if someone air checked this show trying to, they'd find so many things. And so
it's like me giving some headshots to like a new agent and they say, hey, my wife's a GP and she thinks you could have diabetes. It's just like, I don't know if I need it, you know. So anyway, you'd be happy to know I did use the index card and I wrote a speech pathologist and that's how I remembered that. Story.
He didn't put in any drafts.
Didn't put in the drafts. GB, before Here we go. I haven't done a script for Screenplay Sunday.
Oh, interesting.
I haven't. Uh-huh. Did you? I can't remember where we ended up.
I mean, we did leave it with you were going to do this week's one, but I didn't write a full script, but I wrote just a couple of sketch ideas.
Okay,
so this is a workshop for the script that could come out in the next couple of weeks.
Do you want me to index card it for you as you go? Are there story beats or anything I could use the index cards for?
Well, I just thought I actually started writing a script. I didn't mean for this to be a sketch. And then I just thought I loved the name. I just typed in the title and I thought, oh, it could be a funny little 20-second sketch or something, or maybe a reel. Mm-hmm. And so do you want me to just run it through?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, it's a interior office building day. We see a young man, Tommy, nervously pacing around on the bottom floor near the lifts. Wearing a suit and tie, for some reason he seems out of place. The lift dings and the doors open as if it's inviting him in. He reluctantly enters. An important CEO shares the lift with him. CEO: come on then, give us your elevator pitch. Tommy laughs anxiously.
Am I the CEO?
Yeah, okay, you could be the CEO.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. Tommy laughs anxiously. I'm just here for my first day. CEO: well, now's your chance. I may never see you again. Tommy thinks about it and we get the impression this is too good an opportunity to pass up. He opens his backpack and pulls out a baseball. The CEO is now holding a baseball bat and is fully kitted in Phillies gear. He says, ready when you are. End scene. So it's an elevator pitch, but it's an elevator baseball pitch. He's pitching a baseball to him in the elevator. Thought that was quite
I love
funny.
It. That's great.
Good answer. I love
it. It should be, what about he's there? He's confused. He's actually not there. He looks like he's there to do an interview. But he's not there to do an interview. Is that the idea?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the idea was. I just started writing that you were pacing around the bottom of an elevator and I thought, elevator pitch. Not a bad name.
I love it.
Well, not a great reaction, but...
No. I'm processing it. I think it's great. I think
anything's better than nothing at this point. And Josh...
Yeah, George, you delivered.
Well, hang on.
You delivered, mate.
Okay.
Well, Josh, I thought you've been writing screenplays. Surely you've got some that are...
Well, no. I've just like... But Brie actually asked me.
You've sent them to me.
Yeah, I've sent a couple. But the last week has been more sort of second brain stuff, less screenplays. But I do want to... Now that I've got the index cards, I've got sort of everything that I need. But...
You've got your keyboard still?
Yeah. The keyboard's going really well, thank you.
You use it for everything or nothing?
Yeah, so I've actually... One cool tip is I plug it in. Why is that funny?
It's keyboard mechanical keyboard tips.
Yeah. So no, here's a tip. So you can I plug it in because we use software that's runs on a PC for doing the show. I use a PC for that, and then I have my Mac for most other things. I have plugged in the keyboard to the PC, and then I have Bluetooth on the laptop, and so I can easily switch between it being the keyboard for the PC and the keyboard for the Mac.
Great. Bloody, you're taking Mason's life hacks away from him. Look out.
Yeah, not happy.
That's okay. It wasn't that good. But anyway, my coloured index cards haven't arrived yet. So that's something else to look forward to. So I've got the white ones, and the coloured ones apparently have to come from a different factory or something.
So how many in a pack? Because you, I saw 100. On your desk you've got 100 per pack. So you've got 40 packs.
Yeah, you can see like behind where the fake plant is. Mm-hmm. They're all index cards.
Oh, wow.
How many in stack?
Just looks like a thick book. Yeah. Oh, wow. There is a wow. That's a lot of just white ones. And so are you getting the same amount per color coming?
No, so I'm getting, I got 2,000 white ones and then 1,000 blue and 1,000 yellow. Yeah. So if I have 100 ideas a day, how much is that?
40 days.
Here's an idea that was fucking stupid. Is that one of them?
It's
we've crumpled that one already today, so you've got 99 to go. All
right. Oh, that's great. Perfect. All right, boys.
Enjoy Father's Day.
Thanks, mate.
You're a great dad. Yeah. In all seriousness, not even
love you.
Joking, love you. All right, bye everyone. Enjoy your day. See ya.
See you guys.